Now's the perfect time to get your Chevy ready for that next road trip with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. When it comes to service, no one knows your Chevy better. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
Hey, Carrie Shepherd is with us. Carrie is our friend from Axios. Are you going to see your mom for Mother's Day?
Hi, Lisa. My mom is listening right now, so I
was
say
hoping.
Hi and happy Mother's Day to her. I just saw her last weekend, and we saw her the weekend before. So we're actually, that I don't want to always see her, but, you know.
No, but a lot of people celebrate because, look, moms have to be shared.
Moms are shared, indeed.
And I always ask Carrie about her mom because her mom lives in Rockford, right?
She does. Yeah. That's where I grew up, Rockford. She trick. Actually, Axios reader wrote in today because my colleague said REO Speedwagon was the best Illinois band, to which a reader said, no. That is actually Cheap Trick, and I have to agree. That's my hometown hero.
Because I'm a Rockford girl, too. And then I thought, what about Earth, Wind, and Fire? What about Chance the Rapper? I mean, we're Cheap Trick fans over here. So, Carrie, I know Crystal Lake was one of the school districts being investigated, and I'm so glad that you're doing this story because I couldn't find more about it. So the Department of Justice has decided to investigate or probe Illinois schools over LGBTQ+ policies. Tell me what you know.
Okay, so that's true. It's 36 schools, 35 across the state, and then one charter network, Noble Network, here in Chicago. And the DOJ put out a release late last week saying that the Civil Rights Division is investigating these schools for what they said is including, quote, sexual orientation and gender ideology content in the classroom for grades K through 12. I've asked the DOJ, I asked several follow-up questions of what exactly this content they're talking about, why they're investigating these schools. And we can get into this a little bit about the diversity geographically and demographically of these three dozen schools. They would not give me more information. It does not say in the release why, indeed, they're investigating these schools. And people I talked to related to the schools and who have talked to the schools also didn't know why.
Okay, so is this Illinois being targeted again because we're not the administration's favorite state, or is this happening in states across the nation?
Well, this specifically isn't happening. All states are getting targeted in some way, shape, or form. We've seen this in the last year, more than a year, from usually the Department of Education, who are coming after schools that they say are violating Title IX. And a lot of schools, of course, get Title IX funding from various parts. Also, actually, schools get Department of Justice funding through violence prevention grants. They also get those. There's several grants that come from the federal government from different departments. So, you know, this is part of the Trump administration's. They've been very vocal about this idea of removing, quote unquote, gender ideology from schools, but also DEI has been another target of the administration. And, you know, programs that they say are, you know, practicing in either of those areas, they have gone after.
But we have state laws that protect that kind of curriculum, don't we?
We do. We actually have a state law that Governor Pritzker signed in 2019 that said LGBTQ inclusive curriculum should be part of the instruction at all Illinois schools. And so that's been in the books, you know, for what now, 6 years. And we also have the Human Rights Act and, you know, also protects students' access to facilities that adhere to their gender identity. So, you know, that was another part that was mentioned in this release from the Department of Justice. They said that they will assess whether these school districts are giving access to single-sex intimate spaces like bathrooms and locker rooms and girls' sports teams based on biological sex. It's a little confusing, but so the Title IX, what we're talking about with Title IX is that the Trump administration has said that if you are allowing students to access to these spaces that adhere to their gender identity, then you're violating the rights of these other students who they say should not be in those spaces. And this has been, we've seen this locally. We saw this in suburban schools. We've seen parents and school districts fight about this. But right now, those are students are protected in Illinois by that. So it's unclear what laws exactly the schools could be violating because the Department of Justice did not tell me.
And will this cause the schools to lawyer up? Will this, you know, hit the budget in any shape or form for those individual school districts?
I think the second, more than anything, is that, you know, a lot of these threats come after where it will really hurt schools. And we've seen this on all levels, K through 12, all the way to higher education with grants, research grants, et cetera, is that the federal government will, they threaten to sort of take away this money if, you know, school doesn't do X, Y, or Z. And we don't know what X, Y, or Z is yet because we don't know what the school is doing wrong, according to allegedly, according to the Department of Education, Department of Justice. So yes, it could potentially mean they have, you know, they lose grant money. I'm not sure about lawyering up right now, just because I think that there's nothing to lawyer up about because there's no actual case as far as we know. It's just an investigation. And I don't know that the lawyers would know what they're defending against if they're not even being told what they're violating. So it all seems a little early, and I'm just trying to get some more information. I'm getting a little bit of knowledge on how these schools are connected. So I'm going to dig into that reporting more next week.
Okay. When you find out, please check in and let us know.
Will do. Thanks, Lisa. Happy Mother's Day.